Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, my. Oh, my. It is 9 minutes after four at News Radio 930 WBEN, and it is Bowerly with you on a Thursday, and let's get back into the topic at hand. There's much I'd like to say in defense of somebody I care very deeply about. This is probably not the time to do it. We're talking about people who have ripped you off. And the impetus of the story is a situation in Arkansas where an emergency worker in an ambulance is accused of cutting a 1.7-carat diamond ring off a lady's finger and pawning it for less than $100 at a Hot Springs, Arkansas pawn shop. So that is the situation. And I'm asking you, where have you been ripped off? And I will also caution you, when you go to a hospital, I've taken more than a few trips in recent years. And the first thing I've done is I've taken off my jewelry and taken out my wallet and handed it to my loved one and said, watch this, because I might be incapacitated. And in fact, I have been incapacitated during various hospital stays, sometimes more enjoyably than others. It is 11 minutes after 4. We'll tell Foley catheter stories some other show. It's 11 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930. Stop looking at me, Phil. Stop looking at me. Don't give me that look. 803. I know that look. I can feel you looking at me. It's 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. My only request, and I got to be a bad guy about this, please don't mention names. Please don't mention places and anything that otherwise could lead to my having to spend even more time with attorneys than I am already spending with attorneys or near attorneys. Don't get me wrong, I very much enjoy the company of attorneys and physicians, for that matter, but I'd like to add a little variety to my life. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN and say hello to Bob on the road. Bob, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, I was ripped off by a one-armed bandit that we all like to utilize, known as a gas pump. I went to the station, filled up the vehicle, and allowed the pump to click off. And then I looked over at the pump itself, and the numbers are still going on, tinking up numbers. So I took the handle and stuck it back into the pump, and then it shut off. I reported it to the management, and they refunded me amount of money. And I told them that they should get somebody out there and shut that thing off before somebody else gets ripped off. And they said they would, and they would fix it. So I went back about a week later, and same pump, same thing went on. And so I reported it back to the management and told them that it had ripped me off for bunch more money. And they credited it back to the credit card that I was using. And so then we went off, parted our happy little way. And I went back several weeks later to the same pump to find the same situation. And this time I called the management out by their handicap speaker system and told them, hey, this pump is doing this. And the manager, who he's looking at the pump running on with the handle still stuck in my car, and he started reaching for it. And I go, no, let me show you. And I pulled the pump out of my car and held it up in front of my face while the number still tinked on, adding up cost to my thing. He expressed to me, oh, that's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. And I said, well, it's not the first time for me. I've reported it to you. This is the third time.
That's unconscionable. So what happened next?
He said that he was going to fix it, and they refunded the money to me that I expressed that the pump owed me, and we parted our happy little ways. So I went back, I don't know, 2-3 weeks later, same pump, same problem. This time I took my video phone out and videotaped the pump just tinking away, and then followed the nozzle all the way back to the nozzle that was in my car and pulled the nozzle out in front of the video and basically put it back. I didn't even put it back. I went ahead and did the same thing, only this time I went inside, told the guy the pump's, it's crazy. And they came out with me to find this pump still running on. And so they took the thing out and stuck it back in the pump and watched it stop. And essentially, all well said and good, they refunded the total cost of what was on the pump at the time to my credit card, which only took me about 3 weeks.
And what was the total amount of money you were out?
Oh, I'd say about $30.
Well, obviously, something worth bringing to their attention. I was actually victimized, along with a whole bunch of other people, by a local gas station, which for a very brief period of time was double charging every gasoline transaction. I brought it to the attention of the credit card company and the local fuel company. Very apologetic and very contrite. It was not deliberate. It was obviously an error. Believe me, these people don't need to screw people. They're highly successful. So hopefully the intent in your case was not to rip you off, and it was a mechanical situation that was not addressed in a timely manner by the proprietor.
Yeah, I was told that I should really bring it up to the Office of Weights and Measures.
That is correct.
People checked out.
That is correct. That would be, depending on the county in which this took place, the Erie County Department of Weights and Measures. That they've got that seal on all the gas pumps.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you called. That's an unusual theft. I wasn't expecting to hear that today.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have you been ripped off? And especially, we're not trying to pick on hospitals or people who work on ambulances or anything like that, but the story out of Arkansas hit a nerve with me because when I worked in St. Louis at a college in St. Louis, Lindenwood College, I worked there for a while, and I was told by one of the students that her parents had been killed in a motor vehicle accident, and she was outraged and very, very hurt that her parents' jewelry went missing at some point between the fatal crash and their arrival at the hospital or the morgue. And she obviously strongly suspected that the emergency workers made off with some very valuable jewelry. And that always stuck with me. And I seem to recall speaking with the hospital personnel who have always said, make sure, you know, you basically, your valuables, your belongings are not our responsibility. So it's always a good idea if you've got a nice watch, earrings, rings, jewelry, it's always a good idea to turn them over to somebody you trust, as you are likely to be incapacitated. You know, human nature sometimes can be kind of snaky and sneaky. Here's Ron in Ransomville. Ron, you got ripped off. What happened? Ron in Ransomville. You're wasting perfectly good alliteration. I don't hear anything, but I get the feeling he's still on the line. I'm going to put that line back on hold, and Phil, if you could attend to whatever's going on there, I would be grateful, if not eternally, certainly until the end of the show. Here's Len in Cheektowaga. Len, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. It's Glenn.
Glenn, hello.
Hey. So it's really difficult to lose a loved one and then have somebody take advantage of your situation and to be grieving and then have to contest with that. So I definitely can relate. And the story I have is in 2017, in September 2017, my uncle was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. And can I use his first name?
I'd prefer that you not.
Okay, that's fine. So he calls me up from the hospital and says that his time is near. And he wanted me to, you know, if I had anything left to say, you know, hey, come and visit him. And I did. You know, I wanted to see him one last time. And he was the last of my dad's generation. He was the youngest of five kids. And I was the executor. I still am the executor to his estate. And he was laying in a hospital bed in Doylestown. And, you know, we got to spend about a week together before he succumbed. And he even did a last update to his will. And had its, you know, last will and testament. He had it sworn before witnesses. And that was in 17. And then in 14, he had also updated his will previous to that. And so I thought everything had been locked tight as far. And I had met with the estate planners, and everything seemed to be solid. I didn't worry. My uncle told me what his wishes were. And he had more than a million. He had a $1.1 million IRA. And he also had some cash and things, and that cash was supposed to pay for taxes in Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania.
Okay, I need you to hold on for the rest of the story. Glenn talking about not just a small theft, but a significant one of over $1 million from an IRA. And again, without being too specific, sir, as to the suspected perpetrators, your story.
Yes, thank you. My uncle was openly gay, and so he had no children. He did want to leave money for two of my cousins, my brother and myself. And when he had passed, you know, we took our time to grieve, and then I started contacting his broker and his accountant and everybody. And everybody was shocked. They said, "Oh my God, he's gone! I'm so sorry to hear that." And it was really a touching thing. And then when I contacted the broker, he said, "Well, who is this person?" He mentioned this person's name, and I said, "I haven't heard that name in years." And he's like, "Well, he's supposed to get 100% of the IRA. The beneficiary was never updated. The paperwork was never updated at this brokerage, even though the will had been done. Most people don't even think of this. And my uncle, unfortunately, didn't think of updating this. It was supposed to go into a trust, and then that trust is supposed to distribute to the beneficiaries. And this person who was the beneficiary is a priest in the Catholic Church. He's actually he's the pastor of a church in Pennsylvania. And it was shocking. And I talked to the estate planners about it, and they said, oh my goodness, you know, this." I think they were also shocked that when the paperwork went out to update this IRA, it didn't get done, or it got done, and my uncle overwrote it with with some later paperwork, and this was around 2011 that this was done. And it was a short-term relationship with this priest. The priest would not leave the church, and my uncle threw him out of his house, and that was the end of their relationship. And my uncle lamented that he would never find the love of his life and that he would die alone. And, you know, it was really a painful for me because I held my uncle as he took his last breath. I mean, I was that person that was there for him. And then the estate planner said, well, why don't you go to the church and ask this priest if he would just claim this money. And I did that. I went to this church and I asked him, hey, Father so-and-so, can you step aside and just have a word with me? And he asked me, is this for contrition? And my first thought was no. Well, yes, it is, but not for me. It was for him, you know, his contrition. And so I explained to him that my uncle had passed, and his first response was, who? I don't know who that is. And I was just dumbfounded. It was like he was denying that he knew my uncle at first. And then when he did say, oh, he realized I wasn't going to just believe his story, he said, oh, yeah, yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, yeah, you know, we knew each other. Yeah, I haven't seen him in years. And then I told him about the account. And then his first response was, does he still bank at this bank? And how much money are we talking? And I knew right then and there we had a problem.
I need you to race ahead because I got a lot of people who want to get on. Was this eventually legally adjudicated to your satisfaction?
Not really. I mean.
All right. I'm sorry. I wish I had more time, sir, but I got to get to some other folks. I am glad you called. And you know, sometimes the stories get a little bit long, and I respect that. But on my end of things, I also don't like to keep people on hold for an interminably long amount of time. And I do thank you very much for your understanding. Let me just say this. It ought to just be legal anyway. It is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on the radio. And at this point, and I can't believe the response this is getting. Paul Cambria told me about somebody who had a lot of jewelry and fancy stuff ripped off at a local emergency room at a local hospital. So unfortunately, this stuff happens, and it isn't limited to people in Arkansas. Nothing against Arkansas, but it is the state that brought us Bill and Hillary. So anyway, long story short, if you're just joining us, in Arkansas, an ambulance paramedic is accused of cutting a ring off of a 60-year-old dead lady's finger and pawning it for less than $100, which I think is the greatest crime of all. I think the pawn shop operator ought to be charged, but that's another story. So it brought to mind a story I was told when I worked in St. Louis by a young lady who lost her parents in a motor vehicle accident. And between the time of the accident and the time her parents arrived either at the hospital or at the morgue, their jewelry was all gone. And apparently they were fairly well-to-do and had some nice jewelry. But it was nowhere to be found upon a listing of the inventoried items that were retrieved from the bodies of her parents. And that story never left me. And as I've said, at times I have gone to the hospital, in particular the once when I wasn't sure if I was coming home, I made sure that my valuables were in the hands of somebody I trusted. You know, wallet, watch, necklace, anything that could be sold. Because I just, what do you want me to say? Without being paranoid, I don't trust people's larcenous instincts, especially if you're there incapacitated by morphine. Although, I got to tell you, morphine just doesn't do it for me, and Dilaudid is a crapshoot. Dilaudid lasts for about 5 minutes, and then it's gone. It's like chewing juicy fruit gum, and morphine is just like, okay, is this all there is? I'd like a little bit more. Can't really feel the relief. Last surgery I had, the best relief I got was from liquid ibuprofen. Believe it or not, that is what took down the swelling and took away the pain. But if you are in a nursing home environment, if you're in a hospital environment, an ambulance environment, or any environment, you are subject to being ripped off. And speaking of being ripped off, there's an area we haven't touched on yet, and that is being ripped off of things from your automobile, or worse yet, being ripped off of things from your home, your domicile. Is there a more venomous feeling of violation than to have your own home broken into and stuff stolen from your own home? And oftentimes, the people doing the thieving get such an adrenaline rush out of burglarizing your home that they leave little presents for you behind. They're sick people. And criminal people. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Every cop knows what I mean when I say little presents behind. There's an episode of The Sopranos where they're cracking a safe, and burritos were mentioned. Okay, here is Tom in Amherst. Tom, without naming institutions, places, businesses, people, or anything that could get me sued, what's on your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, Tom, I'm absolutely livid about this one here. You might remember a few years ago that New York State deregulated gas and electric companies so you could have a second-party billing company bill you. So I get a letter in the mail 3 years ago stating that, you know, this particular company can save me a lot of money by locking my rate in. And I thought, well, that's not a bad idea. I think I'll give it a try. So now, 2 years after that first year, I'm not paying much attention to the bill because my wife pays the bills. My wife comes up to me the other day, and she goes, you got to turn that TV off at night and that radio because I just got a bill for $420 for the electric company. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how is that even possible? And it says on the balance billing part that I still owe them another $600, which brings their yearly rate to almost $4,000.
Good grief!
For electric. So I called the electric company, told them who I was, and she said, well, do you know what you're paying for a kilowatt right now? And I said, no, I really don't. I looked at the bills. You're paying 14 cents. We charge three cents through the electric company. And I'm paying four times as much because what happened was is I didn't pay attention to the bill. I called them up, and they said, well, I said, Sarah, you feel that way. And I said, she goes, but we can lock in another rate for you at 5.6% or 5.6 cents. And I said, but the electric company's only charging me three. You know, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. So the moral story is here is you got to pay attention to those second-party billing companies, because once you're out of that first year, they bring that up to 13 cents a kilowatt, 4.5 times as much as I would have to pay to the electric company.
Well, and I might also say, with all respect, you also need to keep an eye on the insurance rate creep with your homeowner's insurance and your automobile insurance, because they're counting on the fact that you are going to pay it like an automaton without shopping around. That once you get locked into one company's policies, it's just easier to stay with that company than it is to switch companies for a lower rate. So you got to look out for that kind of rate creep as well.
Right. And another, what you say, you're talking about insurance companies, where they have a 6-month policy now, not a 12-month, so they can raise you every 6 months. Now, your car gets much older every year, but they say the cost of repairs are going up. I said, but yeah, you're going to total my car, and you're giving me half as much as it would cost to repair it. And they don't have an answer for me. They say, well, it's the cost of doing business. Unfortunately, I've been through that too, tried to shop insurances, but this thing with the electric company has got me absolutely fuming that I'm paying 4.5 times as much as I could pay to the electric company.
And how long are you locked into that contract?
The contract is for 1 year, okay, back in 16 when I locked in. I don't even remember what the rate was. But then you're supposed to lock in the following year. When you don't lock in, they take advantage of you, and they charge you as much as they possibly can. If they don't hear from you, they're going to charge you whatever they want. And being that my wife pays the bills, she's telling me we can't pay this. This $420 this month.
Have you tried getting in touch with the Public Service Commission in New York? Would that be under their jurisdiction?
You know, it might be, but I'm going to have to chalk it up to being partially my fault.
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, I especially given the mood in Albany right now regarding corporations and confiscatory rates and questionable practices, I don't think a letter to the Public Service Commission, or for that matter, a letter to the New York State Attorney General would be a long shot.
And I like that idea, too. But, you know, it's forewarned all your listeners that every year you need to check that. If you don't check it, this is what they try to do. They try to get you the first year, and I won't say get in a year, no what. And after that, if you don't pay attention, I mean, I was absolutely screwed. And I immediately canceled the whatever. It wasn't even a contract. They just kept running my bill up, and I told the electric company to start me right away with their billing from now on. And I'm done with second-party billing companies.
Yeah. Well, forget the electric company. I'm staying with Sesame Street. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm glad you got things worked out, but I'm greatly appreciative of the call. You might have saved some listeners some serious money issues.
Well, I hope so, because if they're listening, you really got to pay attention to that. The second-party billing companies will take you to the cleaners.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. It's like, folks, when you get your medical bills, I've had an issue with a national lab with many local offices where the blood tests I have had done were not coded properly at the physician's office. As a result, I ended up with one blood test, $1,300 they wanted me to pay, and another one, $655 they wanted me to pay. And I literally had to drive the bills over to the doctor's offices to get resolution, because clearly that is way out of line for medically necessary tests. Let's go to Norma in Tonawanda. Norman, are you the victim of theft, like the lady who was dead who had the ring cut off of her finger?
No, actually, I had a patient that was a victim of theft. I'm a nurse, and I had a patient came in for labor and delivery to deliver the baby. And unfortunately, it turned into an emergency C-section. So we took her to the back, and you know, as long as it's not too horribly bad, we do let the dads come back. So he came back to the OR with us. And about after it was all said and done, she had a beautiful baby. Everybody was happy. She went back to her room. And about an hour after she had gone back to her room, her husband comes up and says, I had some beautiful diamond earrings I had bought for my wife after she delivered her baby, the baby. And I thought, oh, my God. And he goes, I can't find them anywhere. I know I had them. I says, oh, my goodness. Well, let me go help you look. All of a sudden, our aide jumps up from her seat and says, oh, no, no, Norma, you're too busy. Let me go help look. Let me go find them. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, all of a sudden, they miraculously appeared. So I was kind of suspicious. And then about a month later, one of our midwives who had run in at the middle of the night to deliver threw her, you know, her person, whatever, in the, you know, our room where we put our junk so she could get right back to the room. Afterwards, the next day, she noticed that somebody had stolen her bank card out of her purse in labor and delivery.
And was this the same aide involved in that as well?
Well, we weren't positively sure, but it did turn out that the police came and they actually looked at the video at Tops Market, which is where she spent $400. And sure enough, it was the aide that works for us. And the police came, and I'm so glad they did this, right while she was working, pulled her up, handcuffed her, and walked her through the hospital and out the door.
And I trust that's the last you've seen of her.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, what a disgrace to the profession. And I'm glad that that person was apprehended. Obviously, and those were the two that we know about. Who knows what else she might have pulled off?
Well, exactly. But I do always tell, you know, family members and patients, it's, you know, we, including the staff, you're in a room and, you know, you've got housekeepers coming. You've got other family members from other patients walking around the hospital. And if they happen to see your room empty because you went for a test or something, you know, you don't know who's going to be rifling through those drawers.
Just
about anybody that could get in your room.
Correct, Amundo. Just real quickly, if it was an emergency C-section, I presume the fetus was in distress. Did the delivery go okay?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Beautiful baby.
Happy to hear that. Thanks very much for the call. So it's interesting. One little news story from Arkansas has turned into a very successful show in Buffalo. And it's so disgusting to talk about an ambulance worker snipping a diamond ring. I think it was a 1.7 marquee cut diamond ring off a 60-year-old dead woman's finger. The ring valued between $7,000 and $8,000. I'd have to ask my buddies at Scanlon's for the real price of it. But she pawns it for less than $100 at a hot spring pawn shop, and she, needless to say, faces deep trouble. How do you live with yourself robbing the dead? I mean, how do you actually get away with robbing the dead with a clean conscience? In other news, the Mask of King Tutankhamun will be on display soon near you. Here is Rob on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Sir.
I used to work for a company, local, Western New York, family-owned, still is family-owned and run, over 50 years in the area. And I found out towards the tail end of my employment that they were taking money out of everybody's paycheck, supposedly to put it in a 401k plan. And what the guy was doing was paying other bills.
Oh.
He was never putting the money in the plan. And he would wait a couple months, and then he would play catch up. So basically, he's taking the money. We're not getting the interest or the money that would be earned on the money we're giving. And when I called New York State Labor Board, they were like, nah, there's nothing we can do. You got to call the federal government. Well, as usual, you call the federal government, you file a complaint, and they, too, have done zero so far. So for at least 4 months, I lost X amount of dollars per week that was supposed to be going into a retirement fund, and I have no idea how much money I possibly lost over those 4 months.
You know, I have an idea for you as far as the people who would be in charge of knowing which government entity would have jurisdiction over such things. Have you heard of the financial guys who do a show here on WBEN?
I am a client.
Ah.
Because of this station.
Ah. Well, I would definitely, I mean, you're in good hands. I would definitely talk to those people about whom you should write to in order to obtain any kind of legal relief to which you may be entitled, or at least put the authorities onto the business involved, which we will not name. But your financial people should tell you exactly the people with whom to be in contact.
And this is why I continue to listen to the station, because I've taken your advice. And quite some time ago, I filed with the federal government, and there is a investigation in place.
Good.
But it's been over a year now since they started the official investigation, and there's still nothing. There's zero that the federal government has done to this company.
Now, unfortunately, it is axiomatic that the wheels of justice do grind slowly. And you're finding that out. And I know it can be frustrating, you know, between the adjournments, the postponements, and everything else. But I hope this all works out for you in the end, sir.
Thank you very much. And just a tad bit of advice for your listeners. If you're like me and you never look at anything other than your pay stub and you have a 401k plan, make sure you go on your website and actually check the deposits from your employer to make sure they're being put in.
Amen. Also, a good idea to check your Social Security statement once a year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. And, you know, these are little things you learn along the way. And thankfully, the guy caught on before things got out of hand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.